Hi.
Hi, diddly-do, neighbor. All right, chapter 28. I'm just going to jump right in it. Get going here. Chapter 28. And you shall take to yourself your brother Aaron, and his sons with him, from among the sons of Israel, for him to serve as priest to me. Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar, the sons of Aaron. And you shall make holy garments for your brother Aaron, for glory and for beauty. And you shall speak to all the wise-hearted, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom. And they shall make the garments of Aaron to sanctify him for his serving as priest to me. I think that's one of the first times I've heard them say priest. And these are the garments which they shall make, a breastplate and an ephod. I don't know what an ephod is. And a robe. So a breastplate and an ephod and a robe and a tunic of woven stuff, a mitre and a girdle. A tunic of woven stuff. It literally says stuff. Okay. A mitre and a girdle. Girdle? Yeah, girdle. And they shall make holy garments for your brother Aaron, and for his sons, even for him to serve as priest to me. And they shall take the gold, and the blue, and the purple, and the crimson, and the bleached linen. And they shall make the ephod of gold, blue, and purple, crimson, and bleached, twined linen, the work of a weaver. It shall have two shoulder pieces at its two ends, and it shall be joined together. And the band of the ephod, which is on it, like its work, shall be of it, gold, blue, and purple, and crimson, and bleached, twined linen. And you shall take two onyx stones, and you shall engrave on them the names of the sons of Israel. Six of their names shall be on the one stone, and six the remaining names on the second stone, according to their birth. You shall engrave the two stones, the work of a stone engraver, the engravings of a signet, according to the names of the sons of Israel. You shall make them set in a plated work of gold. And you shall put the two stones on the shoulder pieces of the ephod, stones of remembrance for the sons of Israel. And Aaron shall bear their names before the face of Jehovah, on his two shoulders for a remembrance. And you shall make plated? And you shall make plated work of gold. Sorry, the spelling's weird. And two chains of pure gold, and you shall make them woven work, a work of cord, and you shall put the chains of the cords on the plated work. And you shall make a breastplate of judgment, a work of a weaver. Like the work of the ephod, you shall make it gold, blue, and purple, and crimson, and bleached twine linen, you shall make it. It shall be square, being doubled, its length a span and its width a span. You shall fill in its settings of stones the length a span and its width a span. I guess a span is a measurement. Not sure I know what that measurement is. And you shall fill in it settings of stones, four rows of stones, a row of sardius, topaz, and carbuncle. Carbuncle, C-A-R-B-U-N-C-L-E, carbuncle, shall be the first row. And the second row, emerald, sapphire, and diamond. Well, the second row is definitely nicer. Excuse me. And the second row, emerald, sapphire, and the third row, opal, agate, and amethyst. And the fourth row, chrysolite, onyx, and beryl. I've never heard of chrysolite. I've never heard of beryl. It's B-E-R-Y-L. They shall be plated with gold in their settings. And the stone shall be according to the names of the sons of Israel, 12 according to their names. The engraving of a signet, they shall be each according to his name for the 12 tribes. And you shall make chains of woven work on the breastplate, a work of cords in pure gold. And you shall make two rings of gold on the breastplate, and you shall put the two rings on the two ends of the breastplate. And you shall put the two rings on the two ends of the breastplate. And you shall put the two cords of gold on two rings at the end of the breastplate. And you shall put the two ends of the two cords on the two platings. And you shall put them on the shoulder pieces of the ephod to the front of it. And you shall make two rings of gold. And you shall put them on the two ends of the breastplate on its edge inward across from the ephod. And you shall make two rings of gold. And you shall put them on the two shoulder pieces of the ephod from beneath, at its front, near its joining, above the band of the ephod. Man, I wish I knew what an ephod was. Because the description isn't coming to me, based off what they're saying here. And they shall fasten the breastplate from its rings to the rings of the ephod. And the breastplate may not move itself from the ephod. Is the ephod, is that like a shirt? I wonder if that's like the underlying that everything's just kind of being connected to. And Aaron shall bear, And Aaron shall bear the names of the sons of Israel on the breastplate of judgment, on his heart, in his going into the holy place, for a memorial before the face of Jehovah continually. And you shall put the Urim and the Thummim into the breastplate of judgment, and they shall be on the heart of Aaron in his going before the face of Jehovah. And Aaron shall bear the judgment of the sons of the sons of Israel on his heart before the face of Jehovah continuously. A lot of words going on here. I had a piece of Zen in my mouth that is just going crazy. They usually don't do that when I'm talking or reading this. A lot of times I'll have something in my mouth when I'm doing this. But for some reason today, my mouth is watering like crazy, so I just got rid of it. I apologize for that. We're on verse 31, chapter 28. And you shall make the robe of the ephod olive blue, and the mouth in its top shall be in its middle. A binding shall be all around its mouth of woven work. It shall be like the mouth of a corselet? I was going to say corset, but it's coarse than a let in one word. Of a corselet, it may not be torn. And you shall make pomegranates. Is that pomegranates? It is. And you shall make pomegranates of blue and purple and crimson on its hem, all around on its hem. Also bells of gold shall be among them all around. A bell of gold and a pomegranate. A bell of gold and a pomegranate. On the hem of the robe all around. And it shall be on Aaron for ministering, and its sound shall be heard in his going into the holy place before the face of Jehovah. Oh, so it's going to make noise. And in his coming out, that he should not die. Man, I want one of these. This sounds awesome, really. Crazy in the sense that it has all those different like stones and stuff on it, because they're all so different in color. But I imagine they go with the colors that he keeps saying he wants on this, so I bet it's really, really beautiful. Yeah. And you shall make a plate of pure gold, and you shall engrave on it the engravings of the signet, Holiness to Jehovah. Oh, that's cool. That's all in capitals, too. Holiness to Jehovah. And you shall put a ribbon of blue on it. And you shall put a ribbon of blue on it, and it shall be on the mitre. To the front of the mitre, and it shall be, and it shall be on Aaron's forehead, and Aaron shall bear the iniquity of the holy things which will sanctify the sons of Israel to all their holy gifts, and that shall be on his forehead continually, for acceptance for them before the face of Jehovah. And you shall weave the tunic of bleached linen, and you shall make a mitre of bleached linen, and you shall make a girdle, the work of an embroiderer, and you shall make tunics for the sons of Aaron, and you shall make girdles for them. Some of these words, sorry, the pauses, I apologize, just some of these words hit my brain wrong. And you shall make, you shall make girdles for them, and you shall make bonnets for them, for glory and for beauty. And you shall clothe your brother Aaron with them, and his sons with him, and you shall anoint them, and you shall consecrate them, and you shall sanctify them. And they shall minister as priests to me, and make linen breeches for them, to cover the flesh of nakedness from the loins as far as the thighs they shall be. And the shall be on Aaron. That's just weird how that's worded. I think it's supposed to be, and they shall be on Aaron, and his sons, and they're going into the tabernacle of the congregation, or in their approaching to the altar to minister in the sanctuary, and so as not they shall bear iniquity and die. It is a perpetual statute to him and to his seed after him. And that's chapter 28. We're going to chapter 29. I gotta go help my daughter. She's in the background yelling. She's all done. She's in the bathroom. This is gonna pause and then come back. Okay, I'm back again. Chapter 29, take 2. Not that you guys know that, but yeah. This is rough to do sometimes. It's impossible to get everything to just at least be quiet enough that I can accomplish this. Like, I don't know if you can hear in the background. There's cars driving around. There's all kinds of noise that nothing I can really do anything about. Most of the time it doesn't show up on the recording, but my daughter yelling does. She was just yelling, so about nothing, just happy, but now she's playing, so we're not going to hear her for a minute. I'm just going to be seeing her out the window while she's playing. Chapter 29. And this is the thing which you shall do to them, to sanctify them to the minister as priests to me. Take one bullock, the son of the herd, and two perfect rams, and unleavened bread, unleavened cakes poured over with oil, and unleavened wafers anointed with oil. You shall make them of fine wheat flour, and you shall put them into one basket, and shall bring them near into the basket, and the bullock and the two rams. And you shall take Aaron and his sons to the door of the tabernacle of congregation, and you shall wash them in water. And you shall take the garments, and you shall clothe Aaron with the tunic, and the robe, and the robe of the ephod, and the ephod, and the breastplate. And you shall bind it to him with the band of the ephod. I wonder if that's like a belt. Does the ephod have a belt? They're calling it a band? I'm not sure when this was translated, but it makes me wonder, like, who was the English? I don't think it was an American English-speaking person that is part of the translation for English. Because if you look at just the English language that they use in Europe compared to the English language that's used here in America, they sound different. So and are spelt different. I mean, just the word color is spelt different between the two. So, I mean, there's just some inconsistencies in English if you're translating it. Band to me sounds like belt in the description that they're using it in. But anyway, I digress. And you shall put the mitre on his head, and you shall put the holy crown on the mitre, and you shall take the oil of anointing and shall pour on his head and shall anoint him. I was thinking it was going to say you, but and shall anoint him. And you shall take his sons, there it says you, and flipping the page, take his sons and clothe them with the tunics, and you shall gird them with the girdles, Aaron and his sons, and you shall bind on the bonnets for them, and it shall be the never-ending statue for them in the priest's office. And you shall consecrate Aaron and his sons, and you shall bring near the bullock before the tabernacle of congregation, and Aaron and his sons shall lay in their hands on the head of the bullock. Shall lay their hands on the head of the bullock. And you shall slaughter the bullock before the face of Jehovah. It's a bullock that must be, is that a bull? I mean, a ram's a ram, but a bullock, is that? You're going to slaughter it, so it's something living, right? And you shall slaughter the bullock before the face of Jehovah at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And you shall take of the blood of the bullock and shall put it on the horns of the altar with your finger. God, whoa, this is sounding kind of funny, but all right. And you shall pour out all the blood at the base of the altar. And you shall take all the fat that covers the inward parts, and the lobe on the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat on them. And you shall burn on the altar. Is that the sacrifice then? When you're supposed to sacrifice half of your killing to God. Huh. Very specific, though, that we're talking about liver and kidneys here. And you shall burn the flesh of the bullock and its skin and its dung with fire outside the camp. It is a sin offering. It is a sin. Oh, it's for your sin. Okay, for killing the animal, I'm guessing. I don't know. And you shall take one ram, and Aaron and his sons shall lay their hands on the head of the ram, and you shall slaughter the ram. And you shall take its blood, and shall sprinkle it on the altar all around. And you shall cut the ram into pieces, and you shall wash its inward parts and its legs, and shall place them on its pieces. Place them on its pieces? You would think it would say, and its pieces. And on its head. So it says, and its legs, and you shall place them on its pieces and on its head. And you shall burn all the ram on the altar. It is a burnt offering to Jehovah, a soothing fragrance. It is a fire offering to Jehovah. Whoa, I don't know that burning the flesh of anything is a soothing fragrance, but see, this is, it's weird because so much of this sounds like, you know, a lot of what we think of pagans doing, where they're, you know, spreading blood all over the place and burning up animals and their sacrifices, you know what I mean? So it sounds weird, but I mean, then again, these are animals and not human sacrifices. So I wonder what it is, what it means when they do that with humans, is it, you know, beyond being obviously sinful, but what they're hoping to accomplish by not, by doing the same process with a human, in essence, I guess. Because some of this stuff is stuff I've seen in movies or read about, you know, or seen on, you know, online when dealing with, like, satanic stuff. But it's usually with humans, you know, so that's odd. All right, verse 19, chapter 29. And you shall take the second ram, and Aaron and his sons shall lay their hands on the head of the ram, and you shall slaughter the ram. And you shall take of its blood, and shall put it on the tip of Aaron's ear, and on the tip of the right ear of Aaron, and on the tip of the ear of his sons, and on the thumb of the right hand, and on the big toe of their right foot. And you shall sprinkle the blood on the altar all around. And you shall take of the blood on the altar, and the oil of the anointing, and you shall sprinkle on Aaron, and on his garments, and on his sons, and on his sons' garments with him. So you're sprinkling the blood on them? That kind of stuff just sounds weird to me, like kind of covering yourself in the blood of what you killed. And you shall take the fat from the ram, and the fat tail, and the fat that covers the inward parts, and the lobe of the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat on them, and the right shoulder, for it is a ram of consecration. Also one loaf of bread, and one cake of oil bread, and one wafer from the basket of the unleavened bread, which is before the face of Jehovah. And you shall put all on the palms of Aaron and on the palms of his sons, and you shall wave them a wave offering before the face of Jehovah. And you shall take them from their hand, and you shall burn the burnt offering on the altar for a soothing fragrance before the face of Jehovah. It is a fire offering to Jehovah. And you shall take the breast from the ram. Sorry. And you shall take... I'm just... That soothing thing messes me up, man. I can't think of any flesh I've ever smelt that was burning that was soothing. But, you know, maybe... I don't know. Barbecue, I guess, smells good. Or decent. Yeah, I don't know what that would smell like, I guess. It sounds to me like it would smell terrible. But then again, how different is what they're talking about here from, like, a barbecue? Yeah. And you shall take the breast from the ram of consecration, which is to Aaron, and you shall wave it a wave offering before the face of Jehovah. That just sounds weird. And you shall wave it a wave offering before the face of Jehovah. It shall be your ration, and you shall sanctify the breast of the wave offering, and the shoulder of the heave offering. And the shoulder of the heave offering. Okay. Which is waved and which is taken away from the ram of consecration, from what is Aaron's, and from what is to his sons. And it shall be for Aaron and his sons for a never-ending statue from the sons of Israel. It is for a heave offering, and it shall be a heave offering from the sons of Israel, from the sacrifices of their peace offerings, their heave offering to Jehovah. So you're not only, like, just burning some, you're also, there's two offerings then for Jehovah. Okay. I guess if the end times come and we're all, you know, out there fending for ourselves, this will be important when you have to kill something to eat it. And the holy garments which are Aaron's shall be his sons after him, for anointing in them and for filling their hands in them. The priest shall put them on 7 days, he from his sons taking his place, he who comes into the tabernacle of the congregation to minister in the sanctuary. And you shall take the ram of consecration, and you shall boil its flesh in a holy place. And Aaron and his sons shall eat the flesh of the ram, and the bread which is in the basket at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. and they shall eat those things by which anointment is made to consecrate them, to sanctify them, and a stranger shall not eat, for they are holy. And if any is left of the flesh of consecration and of the bread until the morning, you shall burn what is left with fire. It shall not be eaten, for it is holy. And so you shall do to Aaron and to his sons, according to all which I have commanded you. You shall consecrate them 7 days. And you shall... Oh, they have to do this 7 days in a row. And you shall offer a bullock of a sin offering daily for atonement. And you shall purify the altar in your making atonement for it. And you shall anoint it to sanctify it. You shall make atonement 7 days for the altar, and shall sanctify it. And the altar shall become most holy. Everything touching the altar becomes holy. Well, that, I mean, I'm a vegan, so to me this sounds just kind of rough anyway. But if it's just create a holy altar and anything that touches it, so you touching it after that makes you holy? I mean, maybe the benefits outweigh the means? All right. And so you shall do to Aaron and to his sons according to all which I have commanded you. You shall consecrate them 7 days, and you shall offer a bullock of a sin offering daily for atonement. And you shall purify the altar in your making atonement for it, and you shall anoint it to sanctify it. You shall make atonement 7 days for the altar, and shall sanctify it. And the altar shall become most holy. Everything touch... Oh, I just reread that, didn't I? I'm sorry. And this is what you shall offer on the altar. 2 lambs daily. Oh, so it's not just that. There's also another offering here. So you got the 2 things you got to do. You're doing that for 7 days, but you also have to do this. And this is what you shall offer on the altar. 2 lambs daily, sons of a year. The 1 lamb you shall offer in the morning, and the 2nd lamb you shall offer between the evenings. And 1/10 of fine flour anointment with beaten oil. 1/4 of him. It says hin, but so I'm not... Yeah, 1/4 of hin. And a drink offering, 1/4 of a hin of wine. So maybe a hin's a measurement. For the 1 lamb. And you shall offer the 2nd lamb between the evenings. You shall do it. You shall do to it like the morning food offering and its drink offering, for a soothing fragrance, a fire offering to Jehovah. This shall be a continual burnt offering to your generations at the door of the tabernacle of congregation before the face of Jehovah. There where I meet you to speak to you there. Huh. Again, this is another reference where Jehovah seems to be speaking directly to people. Yeah. And I will meet with the sons of Israel there, and it shall be sanctified by my glory. And I will sanctify the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar. And I will sanctify Aaron and his sons to minister as priests to me. And I will dwell in the midst of the sons of Israel, and I will be God to them. And they shall know that I am Jehovah their God, who brought them out from the land of Egypt, that I may dwell in their midst. I am Jehovah their God. Huh. Okay, we're on to chapter 30 when we pick this back up. I'm going to stop this episode right there because I need to go run outside and play with my daughter for a little bit. So you guys have a great day, and may God be with you.